Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this guy is shocked because he found his 30-year-old girlfriend's lover list, and there are 47 guys on it, and he now knows that there may be another 10 to 15. So about 60 partners before she got together with him. At least she admitted the random guy she gave rub and tugs to as well as fellatio. Then he would have been shocked at the number, which would have been beyond 100. It's over and this guy needs to run, Forrest, run, because she has zero emotional connection to him. Up next, I feel bad for Roddy Piper. He was going to gain access to his pension at the age of 65, and he just knew he wasn't going to make it to that age. At least he got to chew bubblegum and kick butt. But I don't think he was hurting all that much for money, because when he died, he passed away with a net worth of $4 million. Social Security at 65 will probably be raised to 70 or 75 in the future. If you want to retire, you're going to have to work a full-time job and then come home and become a full-time money manager too. Number 3, U.S. freight shipments are collapsing. It's the lowest level since the 2020 COVID crisis, and it's rapidly approaching levels not seen since the Great Financial Crisis. Plus, U.S. employers are hiring 34% less people this year than compared to last year. House prices and crypto are crashing, and I suspect that markets will follow suit. Only the top 10% of earners are actually booming. The rest of the people out there are just surviving. Less goods coming in also means less purchases. Moving on, here's what losing status games means for men. This guy was banned from football and the people around him disappeared, including his wife. This is common that once professional athletes leave their sports, their wives leave them as well. It doesn't matter that the guy still has millions of dollars. Women are attracted to status, and not only do you have to gain it, but you also have to keep it for them to be attracted to you. Too bad most men aren't told that. Number 5, Trump is being criticized and being told to apologize because he called Somalis very low IQ people. What he says doesn't tie into the value system of Democrats that all people are supposedly the same, and that there are no biological differences. As they always said on The X-Files, the truth is out there. Yes, the truth that the average Somali IQ is only 68. Just because their heads are shaped like light bulbs doesn't mean that Somalis are very bright. Up next, is it true that women become satisfied knowing that they broke the spirit of a man who loved them? Absolutely. Because after all, the thing women hate the most is seeing a happy man. But even if they make your life miserable, the satisfaction doesn't last long. And then they quickly move on to the next lover slash victim. It's in their nature to test us and destroy us, hoping that we won't fold like a cheap suitcase. They want us to stand up to them, but eventually we wear down and give up, and then they lose all respect for us. Number 7, this Japanese pop idol posted a selfie and a stalker used her eye reflection in Street View to find her and attack her. I never thought the Japanese would be that violent. What that guy did sounds like weaponized autism to me. I think this just proves to me that cell phone cameras have gotten higher resolution than they ever should have. I guess she also shouldn't have gotten the surgery to widen her eyes to make herself look more white. Moving on, a top Trump official is alarmed by the horror of Canada's euthanasia organ harvesting program. You're still alive as they rip your organs out of you and you feel it, but you can't do anything about it. It's a horror beyond belief. That's why I never filled out the organ donor card. Once you sign up, there's no going back. Remember that the term brain dead is invented to harvest organs from the living. You can't harvest organs from the dead. Number 9, this guy grew out his beard stash, and with those lips, I wonder if this dude is a African. Or possibly the true white African out there. Next thing you know, this will be the Netflix version of Andrew Tate. Another possibility is that it's a Somali daycare owner doing whiteface to blend in. Maybe this is Obama's long-lost brother or something. Whatever this is, it's a rare phenotype. Up next, apparently Gen Z loves self-checkout because it makes shoplifting easy. And yes, isn't it perfect to show an East Asian woman shoplifting? Because, you know, they do that all the time. Not. These days, not to get sued, I wouldn't be surprised if this picture is AI-generated. I guess the reason they didn't put the cultures that actually do the shoplifting in is because they don't want to upset them. For me, I like self-checkout because I don't have to deal with a live human being. Number 11, here are the miners in Bodie, California in 1902. Oh no, how will Doc and Marty get back to the future now? Don't worry though, because they'll figure it out. Because Doc built that great big flying train at the end of Part 3. But with no Mr. Fusion to power the time circuits, it would be kind of problematic. You just know that in the multiverse somewhere, the miners did actually find a DeLorean. In the original, there were two DeLoreans in 1885. and Doc could have just taken the parts and then returned them at a later date. Moving on, move over Chad and Tyrone because you've got competition. A group of women say they've had children that were fathered by aliens in a giant spaceship, and it was the best sex ever. So this is the excuse they're taking now to avoid taking accountability by getting pregnant by a man that left them. Plus, women will say anything outlandish for attention. Looks like aliens left the planet looking for milk and they never came back. Remember, guys, that women only want the top 1% of alien men out there. Number 13, the Islamic Republic's children live the billionaire lifestyle in Monaco. When back home, the women are forced to cover up and tens of thousands of protesters are being liquidated. That guy's a mega simp wearing that pink jumpsuit. That girl that's actually his girlfriend, she's Spanish/Polish. Shouldn't he at least be dating a woman wearing a hijab? What I really wonder about is why the Free Palestine crowd has no interest in freeing Iran. Up next, Somali businesses in Minneapolis collapse as ICE raids trigger an economic shutdown. How? They only took a few hundred people. I guess that was their entire customer base or something. But don't worry though, because I'm sure all that fraud money will keep them fat and happy for many years to come. I like that Americans are at least deporting the illegal invaders. Canada doesn't even track them or deport them. Instead of just deporting the illegals, maybe it's time to deport the people who want them here instead. Number 15, here's what the average American day trader looks like these days. Turning 13 grand into 150 bucks in 8 years, trading from his bedroom. They say that the house always wins at the casino. Yet for the last 8 years, I've consistently taken large profits on all my brokerage accounts. So much so that I can retire if I want now. But I want more and to eventually build Lumberbots and start the MGTOW Corporation with a stock and everything. Meanwhile, the Japanese trader did the opposite from his bedroom. Moving on, this is a real post saying that positive thinking boosts the effectiveness of vaccines according to a study. Trust the emotions as well as the science. Just think that it's going to work is very scientific, don't you know? Too bad this doesn't work for winning the lottery. This is the placebo effect, and it's been well documented that the more you think about something that'll work, the more likely it is to work. But if the vax was so effective all on its own, then you wouldn't have to say this. Number 17, this silver fox of a man bought the house next to his ex-wife and installed a bronze middle finger aimed straight at her window. Some guys go to therapy and other guys aspire to be this petty. Then again, he looks like he was loaded and she probably took millions from him. This is probably making her feel satisfied with herself because she knows he isn't over her and that he's still suffering. This must be the most expensive way in the world to flip the bird. Up next, Europe's population shrinks to 550 by 2100. And meanwhile, sub-Saharan African populations will rise from 1.25 billion today to 3.5 billion in the same time. Europe is going to need a lot of robots to keep all those would-be invaders from coming in. Besides, once there are no more welfare benefits for them and free housing, they'll probably stop coming. Imagine if all the aid was cut to Africa, how quickly the population would start to shrink. Europeans are subsidizing their very own extinction. Number 19, homeowners are losing thousands in equity because of falling real estate prices. People always rush in at the top of every market. I was guilty as charged for doing so 15 to 20 years ago. Recently, people did the same with precious metals and Bitcoin. Today, though, I wait patiently for things to bottom out before plowing a dime into any assets. Remember that your gains are never real until you sell the asset and actualize them, which can be the hardest part of investing. Moving on, there's a town in the United States with one resident and she's the mayor, the bartender, and the librarian. But what happens to the town when she dies? It'll become an abandoned wasteland. I also hope this isn't a split personality kind of thing either. Maybe she can put large dolls or mannequins in the town to replace the human population. Regardless of what you think, she's living her best life, and I'm sure she calls a male repairman from the town over whenever a roof leaks. Number 21, would you look at that? More news bashing whitey saying that white people's diets are killing the environment. This article also says that white folks are taking all the jobs, film roles, and housing. Looks like it's time to do some communist redistribution to make things fair, comrade. When white people finally get sick and tired of all this shaming and gaslighting, it's going to be epic, when they shut the door to other groups. Up next, remember everyone that Danny Glover was only 41 years old when he said he was getting too old for this poop. Yet another example of people aging faster in the past. He was supposed to be 50 in the film, so this look suited him pretty well. Even though it was just a movie, I can still relate to it at the ripe old age of 47. It wasn't even a scripted line. He just said it and the crew laughed, so it was subsequently added to the Lethal Weapon script. Number 23 Brad Pitt bought a house in 1993 that belonged to a 90-year-old man. But instead of evicting him, he made sure that John could stay on the property for free. John lived there until he eventually passed away at the age of 105. But it makes me wonder how many times Angelina Jolie tried to convince Brad to kick him out. That's what a generous human being looks like in character, is measured not in fame or fortune, but the way you treat the less fortunate. Moving on, what the hell is wrong with their faces? I didn't know this, but apparently they're African albinos. Years ago, they would have been hunted in Africa by their very own people, because people would have believed they were associated with witchcraft. She looks great. I'm in Florida, was checking out Tinder, and for some reason the black women on there are more feminine, thinner, and have less tattoos than the white women. If I was still dating, I'd probably date one of them instead. Number 25 and the last one, you must pick one. I definitely pick Alexander because she doesn't have a strange voice, and she also has a much better resting bitch face, better looking eyes, and doesn't look as fragile as Sweeney. She also looks better than Sweeney without fake up. Plus, I'm not exactly a fan of blondes for some reason, even though they're supposed to be smarter than brunettes. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.